I have is in Matthew 5, 6. So if you all turn there and stand, please. Matthew 5, 6. Okay. Matthew 5, 6 says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to preach. I pray that my words be guided by yours. In your name, amen. So to start off, I'll start with the meaning of hunger. It means to have strong desire for something that most Christians have lost, especially over the past few years. Let's turn to Revelation 3, 15 to 17, please. Revelation 3, 15 to 17. "I know thy words, thou art neither cold nor hot. I could thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and hath need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Christians should neither be dead in Christ or lukewarm. No one likes coffee lukewarm. They either like it hot or cold. God wants you to either be hot or cold. He either wants you to be on fire for the Lord or nothing. If we treated our Bible like the cell phone, a lot of Christians would be very hot. We would bring it everywhere, use it in case of emergency, go back for it if we forgot it, and Christians would just be a lot hotter if they just treated their Bible like the cell phone. Let's turn to Matthew 4:4. "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Amen. For a Christian, they should read their Bible continually, and they should not leave any part of it out. They should always want to desire more of what the Word has to say and nothing less. Amen. Anything less than what type of Christian is that? A very cold one. If you are a Christian that is cold, there's no reason for you to stay cold anymore. Christ always wants you to be hungry, always wants you to be hot and on fire for the Lord. It's never a bad time to start. You can always start now. There's no reason to not to. 1 Corinthians 3, please. 1 Corinthians 3, 1 to 2. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now ye are able." If you're a Christian, you should be going up the stacks of knowledge of Christ. You start with milk and you go to steak. In Corinth, these Christians had their milk, then they tried to go to steak, and they couldn't handle it, and eventually they just stopped. I hope no one is like that, because we should all be able to read this, read the Bible, and be able to go up the lines and learn more as we go on. We shouldn't have to stay at milk. The Bible makes it very easy to go up and learn more. There's no need to stop and just don't keep going. Titus 2, 14, 15, please. Titus 2, 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise these. As a Christian, we should all be hangry. We should, once you are on fire for the Lord, we should make other people be on fire for the Lord. We should make other people hungry, give them the milk, and then give them the steak. That if we all did that, the word of God will spread like a disease. We need more people like that, and our word will spread out like a wildfire in Australia. Hebrews 10, please. Hebrews 10, 25. Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. Do you have to be force-fed? Do you have to, every time the service is open, do you have to be dragged along by someone else, or do you just come by your own means? If you have to be dragged along, you are not hungry, you're cold. You should grow, and you shouldn't have to stay cold. You should become hotter and hotter until you're on fire for the Lord, and then you're hangry. In the parable of the prodigal son, when he left his father, he got so poor that he had to start eating pig slops. And when he got back home, he probably ate very good, better than pig slops. If you eat the word of God and eat the bread of life, it will be like a very great feast compared to pig slops. In the feeding of 5,000, he took a small lunch and fed 5,000 only men, plus women and children. So what I'm saying is here that there's always enough for everyone.
Amen.
So, in conclusion, already, let's solve world hunger by giving and receiving the word of God that giveth life everlasting.